Yo! What's up, my guys? My gals? Welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody go here and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 699. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no. Ain't nobody listening. You going somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something. Make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. So we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. Go on and join up now. Sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please, please, man, make sure you look in the mirror, get right with you, then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot and all that. Yeah. You just want to make sure you spread some positive vibes, man. Straight up. Straight up. Now, what's news? I'm on the road. Still back on road. So this shit live. Got stuck, been chilling, turning shit around, like dead ass. Yeah. Kind of stressful though, so, you know, give them hope, give them hell. I'm thinking about inserting some audio, so I mean, you know, we'll edit that shit up later on or whatever, or it'll get us canceled. It's going to be me and a few other guys just chopping it up, talking crap and things. But I swear y'all might like it and shit. So I'm going to patch it in probably like right here or something, man. And then, you know, I'll come back with a little outro or whatever. You know what I mean?
It's just because you know how we is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, like, they just don't know, bro.
Man,
like,
we'll kill that shit.
I be telling these niggas, bro. Y'all don't even see me outside, so imagine
what I say y'all gonna have me on the radio imagine, like, love,
yeah,
Jones.
Bro. Imagine when a motherfucker just like, do it.
You yeah, man, Jones.
Try it.
Like, real, boy, today's topic is sucker for love, man. Ass niggas. Yeah, y'all know what sucker for love is.
Yo, like, mama,
you know what Captain said
like never had is. No, act like you ain't never had no cooch before. Now you want to kill a nigga. If the bitch
went and
got them to
leave, you see what I'm saying? You understand me?
No, I'm going through that right now. I can't even lie. I fucking smoke this dumbass bitch.
You're like, bro, I know where to put it, bro.
Oh, bro, I was like, man, Odell would be mad if they find her in the spot where I didn't put her
in like 2 days.
Do you feel
the
me,
dogs bro? Lead them right to her.
Like, duh,
the dogs lead them right to her and shit. Like, hey, she go right here.
Oh, God. No, like, I'm just talking shit, though, for real, though. Like, man, like, go ahead, man. Like, I'm like me personally, I'm going through the shit with a bitch on a leave. I'm just not that young. Like,
type
like
shit.
I didn't put two.
She's a hostage.
Nigga, what? Nigga, my fucking hostage. Nigga, what? Nigga, I'm looking at my shit packed.
Packed up his bag. His shit been in bags.
Every day,
hey, his shit been in bags for weeks. Man, no, man. You don't know, bro. I've been hearing this shit for weeks, bro. They showed up to the wedding. This nigga went back to the crib and his shit still in bags, my nigga. Like, this shit is not no motherfucking game. I was telling motherfuckers, like, niggas die over this shit, bro.
She hit me with the, you know I ain't finna go. She hit me with the, oh, yeah, change your relationship status. You ain't even got to put my name. Just put it, you in a relationship.
Why nigga, that... I put, I'm widowed.
I'm divorced. I'm fucking divorced.
Fuck if they talk about niggas like my relationship status say I'm widowed. Is we recording right now? Because we need to be recording. Like, y'all don't know.
That's
fucking
hard,
dog.
That's
like,
hey.
Don't fucking know,
bro. Like,
okay.
Said, I'm complicated,
nigga,
bitch.
Like, in my story, it's complicated. Like, with me,
yeah.
My bitch don't know if I really cheated or not. She just seen messages, or she just seen dick pics, but she never seen me.
He said her.
Right.
He said her.
Right. Exactly, ten pics. Bro.
You ain't never seen me.
Fucking ten pics. He's exposed
like,
himself.
Like, for real, though, like, but the bitch that seen dick pictures, though, she been had this dick picture before we even got together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep telling her, like most of the bitches that I did fuck with, they still be trying to hit me up, bro. We still, like I told her in the beginning, bro, I got stalkers. I got motherfuckers that hate on me, and you didn't believe me.
They don't ever believe you. They always, oh, yeah, you just out here still doing shit. Oh, it ain't that fact that we still out here doing shit. It's the fact that we know what the fuck we got going on.
Bro,
we know that, we got haters. Everybody bro, got haters.
Right off the bat when I said it, you know, my baby mamas are the biggest haters.
Right.
Yes. I ain't even say name on even microphone.
Man, what?
I got
here we go. Gotta retract that.
Ugly folks. You know what I'm saying, folks? Nigga got the stalking like a motherfucker. Who is you? Who out blah, 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 blah. Nigga, go to.
Like, I was like, go to.
I'm going to the
fact that's an inside joke.
Why y'all hate on me? Like, bro, I ain't come knock on y'all door for y'all relationships.
You can't be happy. You can't
like,
be happy.
Like, y'all want me to be unhappy for what? When y'all say y'all in a relationship, nigga, I'll leave y'all be.
Right. Don't even pay y'all no attention. Like, for real, bro. Like, for real. Like, and then don't let you tell your girl, oh, yeah, well, they sit here, they feeding into this shit for the simple fact that they can't let go.
Right. Shit.
I ain't said nothing to them, but. Oh, you must be still wanting them.
Types, huh? Yeah.
And then all they right. Do stupid shit like go try to do some stupid shit to try to get back at it's you. Not knowing I'm the biggest bullshitter ever. Hey, like I call your bluff.
Disclaimer.
Like,
Foe is a dog.
Like, I'm a
disclaimer. Hey, Foe is a dog.
Don't put my name on this. I don't know. If you don't know the voice, you just don't know it.
I'm just saying. Foe is a dog.
But man, Joe.
Foe them is a dog.
Don't like try to ice me and don't expect not to get iced back. Like, man, in my eyes, like.
And it gets
like,
cold, man. Like, why?
Cold. I don't got time.
You hear me? I said it get cold, man. Why, bro? Like.
Man,
I'm not playing, bro. You see what I'm saying? I'm not finna fucking play, bro.
Once you get to a certain age and you be so fucking humble to the point where you be like, man, I ain't finna roll over on this shit no more. It seem like motherfuckers run over me and it seem like I'm a little bitch or some shit.
I swear to God.
Bro,
like, man, you be like, you know what? And then you be thinking like, bitch, if I was anybody else, we'd be in the county for domestic right now. The fuck is you talking about? All the dumbass shit your ass is doing. If we was anybody else, we'd be in the county looking like goddamn body.
I'd be dead. I swear to God, bro, like, motherfuckers,
I be looking at a motherfucker like, bitch, you don't even know, folks. The other me want to just jump out and smack the fuck out of you, bro. Like, bro, I am a fucking Libra. I am unbalanced. I have, like, so much shit going on in this motherfucker. So when you piss me off, it's more to the fact of, do I want to react and just smack you or react and just leave? You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers already don't got shit. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't no winning. Yeah, you know saying, like, bro? If you
and then,
hit a
and
motherfucker so or if you leave, like, you all still right. Lose either way and shit. So you got to stay and, like, be like, ugh, this is what's going on.
I know, look, all right.
You know what I'm saying? And be there.
I know y'all gonna be with me when I say this shit. When motherfuckers get mad at you.
Come on now. Go on to,
they get
on.
Mad at you.
And I'm in here with you. And I'm in here with you.
A motherfucker get mad at you because they want to argue, but you don't even want to get at you at a point in your time in life that you don't even want to get that energy no more. You ain't arguing with motherfuckers.
This is what pisses me off.
You're like, all right, cool.
Fuck, I love you, so I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
I'm cutting you off. Yeah. This is what's pissing me off about life. A motherfucker say, oh, I'm on this, I'm on that because of you. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker go to the doctor. They diagnose them with...
whatever.
Whatever the fuck they... you're depressed. Niggas, do you not know niggas was living depressed back in the day? They didn't diagnose them with that shit. And they live nice, healthy lives, folks. And y'all bitches going out here taking medicine. What the fuck the medicine finna fucking do, dog? Like, bitch, you taking medicine, smoking weed, drinking. Bitch, what the fuck? Like, I don't get it, bro. This is just the shit that I go through in my life.
It's like, what?
If this video ever get leaked,
look,
ain't nobody gonna like me, dog.
What you am I getting?
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
which
bro,
you am I getting? You
like,
feel
bro,
what I'm saying?
Like, right now, we all going through our own shit. I'm going through a shit, a bitch. want me to leave, but I'm not leaving because, nigga, I put roots in this motherfucker, folks. Like, this bitch, you with me? You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you, like, bitch, I done did too much, nigga, just to be like, oh, I'm finna give you to the next nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. No.
There it is.
The fuck?
There it is. That's
like,
it.
Like that's y'all, it. Like, bro, y'all, this the real me.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. They don't know me, folks. Like, I'm bug for real.
Yeah.
Niggas will die for nothing. Yeah. And I wouldn't even give up, but I would go home and go to sleep.
Motherfucking like, niggas bro, die like, for less. Like, niggas bro, die like, for less, bro.
Bro. Like, bro, don't. There's a lot of shit you can do when it comes to my money and my family and my brothers and shit, bro. They're off limits, bro. Like, bro, you can't just be like, I can't catch my bitch out with another nigga.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? And me just sitting there, what? Nigga, everybody getting shot. Shot for you, shot for her, shot for him, his homie.
Y'all
right
drinking,
there,
right?
Bro, like,
y'all drinking,
shot,
right?
Shot.
Y'all drinking, right?
Make sure y'all know I'm there, folks. Oh, God, folks. Like, for real, like, bro, I'm spiteful. Mm. I'm evil. I'm conniving a little bit. And I come out the cut with it. So, you let them put that together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they'll get out of that what they figure out.
You know what I'm saying?
They'll get out of that what they figure out.
I'm a fucking bug when I get mad.
But what's with me was, with me it is, it's like, motherfuckers want to say and accuse, but no proof.
Mm. Nigga, my phone don't even lock her motherfucking finger on my shit. So, bitch, if you want... I ain't gonna look for your phone no more because it's always hurting and shit. I'm like, bitch, you ain't gonna find nothing if you looking at this shit. Like, bitch, as soon as they do, I'm a
boop,
nigga. I learned my lesson. I ain't stupid like I was. So,
man, what?
If I get caught doing some stupid shit, nigga, I'm a stupid nigga. But I ain't gonna get caught. I know how to do. I know what I do, bro.
And motherfuckers don't do shit, so
nigga, like,
there's
bro,
that.
I come over bro crib, smoke me some weed. Go to work, you know what I'm saying? Go home, listen to some bullshit at the crib. Hmm. Energy don't be there. I think I need to get one of them motherfucking things you walk around with. You know what I'm saying?
AVP thing, bro. Yeah, oh my God.
Get all these bad demons out of here, folks. Man, Joe.
All it is
burn some
the arguments that was and shit. You
like,
know what
bro,
I'm saying?
Let that shit be. Like, bro, like, okay, bro, like, we did this go. Shit, bro. You see, I ain't on nothing. I'm always at home, bro. I don't be doing shit, bro. Like, if I do something, I come over here to broker some shit. A bitch that you would never find out about. And the motherfucker you would never see.
All right. I'm going to say this for the record. I think my main thing with me is, my situation is that motherfuckers got used and comfortable with my dirty ass being on the run, folks. I was on the run.
Damn,
for
you
five
was just
years,
saying that.
Bro.
How you got a warrant and
yeah.
shit.
I
we was just talking about that
years,
shit, bro.
Yeah.
What I say, bro? It's
I
like niggas treat
years.
It like, hey, what I say? It's like she treating it like, and it's generalized.
Yeah.
She, whoever she is, right. is treating it like she ain't responsible for your freedom.
Like, I
see what I'm saying?
Like,
bro, like that's fucked
like
up.
Like any other person, like I'm in the car with Fonem. You know what I'm saying? Fonem and his female. Nigga, her attention is, they're gonna police over there. They're gonna police, you know what I'm saying? Watching, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
watching
like
for everybody, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Then I'm in the car, who off the bed. No seatbelt. Smoking weed.
Speeding.
But you're not paying attention to nothing. You feel me? Like, bro, I don't got time to go to jail right now. Nigga, broke. I go to jail right now, I'm be sick.
It's over with.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, bitch gonna break bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. I keep telling myself, like, man, motherfucker, like, bro, like, man, after you go through something so much, bro, you just be like,
fuck it, I'm tired.
Fuck.
I'm tired of arguing, I'm tired of trying to convince you and reassure your ass.
Like,
all that
clean my motherfucking cases.
Repeat myself and shit, but like I was saying, fuck. Motherfuckers got you.
Fucking Brian Lodger. Fucking Brian Lodger.
Hey, I say this right now, but I know it's not true. Like, I couldn't see her with another nigga, but I wouldn't care. You feel me? Like, because once it's over, it's over. So, nigga, I ain't see her before. I met her. So, what the fuck that you going to think? Like, bitch, we met in the, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like,
man.
You feel me? Like, our crowds don't hang together.
Right.
Like, you bougie, I'm hood. it might mix a little bit, but y'all don't get licked backs. We get licked backs. You know what I'm saying, folks? Like, we be out here. Well, if it ever come to that, folks, and I got to go back outside, I'm going to get bro them licks back. You feel me? So, like, because niggas not going to be like, oh, we got the bell. Damn. Go outside, I ain't seen go out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go get me a stinking ass pool size steak. No, I'm just playing.
Well, yeah, motherfuckers got used to me being in the crib all the fucking time because I'm on the run. Nigga, so bro, now that I'm, you know what I'm saying, exploring my, you know what I'm saying, now experiencing it and acknowledging, like, oh, yeah, nigga, you can move around. Like, you ain't got to sit in the crib all the time.
To an extent.
I feel, you know what I'm saying, looking at my little freedom.
I feel like paying that little petty ass rent fee. You feel me?
No.
Just for them to put me in, put me, lock me up in Tazewell for a couple weeks. That's what they going to do. We're driving on suspenders. So, God, I ain't got time to be locked up, bro. Catching come before the hanging. The catching come before the hanging. Oh, God, you got to catch me to hang me. Now, you ain't going to talk that into existence, though. I'm gonna update to your son, ain't I? Tell your son to put teeth on before you go, man.
Well, the lack of want to is
not
there.
But at the same time, my son, he ain't like the rest, like I said, because, you know, he's slightly autistic. But when the other kids do the regular kid shit that these kids ain't supposed to be doing, this nigga be in the corner on his own. But he'll be able to tell you everything that the motherfuckers did. Mm. Or what the fuck happened? Period. Like, he ain't gonna be. I see it in him. Like, you know what I'm saying? He 10 now. Like, yeah, he a kid. He gonna do his little shit.
He gonna just come into his own.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna do his same little shit. But if I remember how the fuck I came up, and that he going through some of the same developmental problems that I did. Oh yeah, it's all with. I already know what's coming. My mama seen it in me. Was able to read me before I got ready to do some shit. So that's why motherfuckers is like, oh yeah, you can't be over here unless your mom over here with you. Straight up.
But I swear to God, nigga, we did a lot of shit out here.
I mean, you know, it wasn't that much. It wasn't that much. It did mean something.
Good. You know what I'm saying? And what's wrong with these kids and shit now? These fucking millennials, I'll be ready to stomp on these little roaches, man. These niggas out here, these hot ass hoodies on. No, they got a pistol. But then the police mad now that, police mad now that all these shootings just been going on.
Yeah, you know
these. Y'all know these little niggas got this shit on them. That's why they got them hot ass. You better listen to Pooh Shiesty.
Back to his ass. Look, back to his ass.
Because that's exactly what type of mask he had on. He had a mask on like Pooh Shiesty.
They got that motherfucking shit on. You feel me?
It's a fucking coverall, bro. I mean, it just comes in handy and shit, dog. And, you know, with the weather changing and stuff. Nah, but...
Yeah, fuck that.
What do you mean these niggas, they was running in the summer?
Bruh, I know that. Bro, that's what horrible, I'm just saying with the...
I don't even trust a little nigga with a hoodie on. Straight up. Hey, man, get the fuck away from my car. Straight up.
Why you so close to my work,
right. Look, then the niggas be coming up with their hand in their hoodie pocket and shit. Yeah, let me... hey, folk, you got a dollar for a stick? Hell no! Fuck away from my car, rolling my shit up.
I'm not finna show you I got money.
Locking the door and rolling my shit up and shit.
I don't
shit.
Carry cash, so I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, I don't care.
Like, yeah, up your shit, dummy!
My door is locked. He can't just jump in my shit.
Right.
He gonna have to find that motherfucker.
Like, no, I hate to... No.
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 I didn't even open my window that low. He gonna have to tap on the window anyway. And don't come to the driver's side. I know you on bullshit if you come to the driver's side. Oh God,
Don't approach me.
Don't come to my car. Bro.
Don't approach me. That
don't
shit.
Phone don't come to my car.
I don't trust none of them little niggas at all.
Man, so, man,
if I didn't see your ass in Pampers, nigga, at your mama, daddy. Or know your mama,
know
your
my little cousin them or something. I'm not fucking with you.
Hey, these niggas.
My little niggas grown now. Right. My little niggas is grown now. Like, oh, fuck that. Bro. They not my little niggas no more, bro. And I don't know you new little niggas, so fuck y'all. Like, way too much of a risk.
I better consider your ass a nephew, nigga.
nothing.
Or a little cousin.
I don't trust
if you. If you ain't a nephew or a little cousin-in-law,
man, these little niggas mad on my mama for little niggas, man. These niggas don't even be getting in the tub. Well,
on my mama, they know they be busty as hell. They don't believe in cologne, none of that shit.
I'm like, but what?
Niggas don't iron. Right, he niggas don't iron.
He said they don't iron.
Get your bacon neck tea wearing ass up out of here,
this
boy.
This motherfucker be extra.
Hey, they do not be caring. These hoes be out here eating these little niggas.
And then they shirt be looking like, bro, at least we wore tall tees, nigga.
Oh, God. Yeah, niggas funny as hell. Niggas is funny.
He said tall tee.
Oh, God.
At least we had tall tees. For $20.
Everybody head me down this shit, bro.
You
wear them bitches
for 2 days. That's 6 days of use.
Oh, God. Well, I swear to God.
Oh, that shit
you a black tee.
Depending on the color.
Looking for about 2 days. We don't get no stains on that motherfucker.
That's it. But that, I said, depending on the color, that white, you might as well hang it up first day. That bitch dirty.
Oh, God, well, you ain't going, nigga, bro. If you keep a white tee clean,
you got to eat with your booty tootie back. You got to eat with your booty tootie back like you twerking and shit. Just keep barbecue sauce from off your shit.
I'm not eating barbecue and white. Fuck that. I'll make me a plate.
I don't even want no barbecue. Let me get the I'll eat over the plate. Like yeah, that.
Well, shit, give me some rice. Oh, God. The rice.
Who made the rice?
Who made the rice?
Who made the rice? What's wrong with your back? Oh, I'm eating barbecue.
Who made the rice?
Who made this rice? Oh, God.
Yeah, blood.
I'm just weird now.
I mean, they in the car. Yeah, you finna go grab them?
Car too.
You finna go grab them? Mm-hmm. Go grab a couple. We good?
Did you want Newport?
Nah, they took the fucking menthol out of them.
Yeah, but
just
but
can you bring my shit since you? I mean, if you going, I mean, can you grab mine? I don't know.
Oh,
mind.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Fuck y'all. Yeah. Fuck
that's who I didn't send.
Fucking Newport. Don't say no names. Fucking menthol. He was finna tell you. Bro, go to my car. He said his shit in his car. Fucking Newport smokers. Got plenty of Mavs and y'all, you know, hating on Dirk Nowitzki. Or whatever the hell, man. Anywho. You said speed?
Yeah.
I mean, hell. Doing him. Speed be in a loop.
Yeah.
He like...
He still married?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what's
up. Yeah, they still going strong and all. I think they about ready to move and shit. They finna switch locations at some point. Very soon. His shit was packed up when I went over there and shit.
Man, how you putting my brother out? He didn't marry
you. He don't seem like he in a sunken place, so he good. He's fucking good.
I can't believe we kicked it with Aaron like that, bro. I mean, we used to...
Nah, well, that was... I mean...
We knew he was his cousin. Oh,
nah, well, shit, because I don't even
really
remember. I don't remember
right
when I found that out and shit. You know what I mean? Like, we had to be grown ups then.
Because like,
I feel like I remembered him in the Ville. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was around there.
That was the before.
No, I'm saying, like.
That's the before.
That Speed Girl crib and shit. This was when Gnarly Ass was, like, just.
And they barely.
Damn, okay.
They barely was anything.
Yeah. Now they. Hey, you know, this is the Emporium, you know, the janitorial. Nigga. You know, it's big
weed. Shit big as hell. All that
not
shit.
Everything.
You know,
yeah,
same
it's
spot.
Like, bro, he know what he doing, bro.
Bro, he got a whole tent full of shit, nigga.
So, but you gonna go out of town? That's looking all done.
This shit, them big ones like that or that's surrounding that shit,
yeah.
That shit finna be done 1st of December, nigga.
But you, when you going out of town?
What? Nigga, I'm finna go out of town, nigga, mid-November, nigga. All I gotta do is tell them niggas to cut that shit.
Who got it?
It's at my little white brother crib. Who else gonna let you put a big-ass tent in that shit like that? That tent is area the size of this month. Where the fuck you at, nigga?
How many trees in there?
That's like 12, 13. And them critical mass XXLs, nigga. They auto flower, so they grow, they do all that extra shit on their own. All I gotta do is grow them motherfuckers and give it their food. But when I transpotted them from the little bitty bitch
to the big ass fabric pots. Man, I put so much motherfucking food in that motherfucking brush.
That might have been, bro. I just showed him the picture. Yeah. I showed him the before. They was just a little bitty ass sprouts. You could barely even see them on the camera. Nigga, them bitches big as fuck now.
You showed me the, he showed me the update.
Got all that hope. What you gonna do?
Boy, you gonna
man, hey, that up. Shit came from, hey, that shit came from, you know, a very reliable source, goddammit.
Folks,
shit, hey, that shit wasn't supposed to have seeds. Hey, you hear me? Bro. Hey, this shit ain't supposed to have seeds, right? You fuck around, come across one, then hand it to him, and then it actually does what it do. Shit.
Smoking that shit.
Like, Dante, that nigga, he know what he doing,
my
bro.
My cousin did that shit. Like, he got some random seeds.
Bro, from the ground, G. You hear me? From the ground. Like,
smoking,
like he do all the burp process and all of that it's shit, smoking, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
And, like, and drying it out and shit, but when he give it to me, and I bowl it up, pull it in the bong and shit, hit it. Nigga from the,
you know,
nigga.
He ain't smoking no bullshit.
And I'm like,
you
bro, I was like, what
no
the fuck? He know this. I'm like, bro, what the
I
fuck?
Too.
We're gonna blur that out.
That's my little, you know.
No, nigga, we ain't even gonna go back to that. So we ain't even
gonna go back to that. Shout out gang now, you know. I really from the trenches for real.
Yeah, bro, that shit, man, that shit. Smoke.
He said we gonna blur that out.
I did. I blurred it out. I said, yeah, we gonna blur that out. I knew what you was gonna say.
Everything, like, bro, it took me to fuck up for a year, bro. I've been growing for 3 years.
Yeah.
I've been growing for 3 years, bro. It took me the first year to fuck up, like, 3 zons. And by the end of that year, I was successful coming into the new year.
That's something.
And it'd be the simplest shit you fuck up with, folks. Swear to God. You got a dog. You gonna touch a dog, and then you get to touch the dog. And then you get to touching on the plant. You can contaminate that bitch. That bitch sick now. The bugs and parasites and shit be on the fucking dog. But they ain't harmful for us, but it's harmful. They eat the fucking plant. Cats and shit. Shit. Not having enough air circulation, bullshit. Shit, having central air is a plus. You'd think that'd be too cold for it. No, nigga, they like AC just like you, and they need some moisture in the air, nigga.
My shit always, but.
Yeah, bro. I love doing that shit. Like, literally, every other day, nigga, Nigga, not even every other day, nigga. You go down there hours later and see that motherfucker planted and did something next, extra, or grew, or moved. Playing music and shit, that motherfucker be, perk up and shit. Y'all can give me the sound wave thing with that shit, though, low-key. And I played out the subwoofer. And when the subwoofer, you know, the subwoofer put that in the air, vibrations and shit, I think that's what it might be.
Do another one, we gotta do.
Regiment is, nigga. Keep
this
doing
work.
That shit.
That shit right there, man.
Don't wait till I get enough funds to buy one. We gonna see. I'm gonna tag you in. If I can grow my dread, I can grow some leaves.
I'm telling you, it's easy as fuck, folks. Especially if you just pay the money to get the auto flowers, folks. You ain't got to do shit but water them bitches and put the light on. How hard is that?
Not hard.
And then I got a way of cheating and putting the light on to the point where the bitches just grow.
Yeah, we gonna
they
go
barely get
out.
Any rest. The bitches be like, yeah, I'm just now asleep. So that bitch go to sleep. Up, time to get back up.
Man, you stressing them bitches out.
Right, but them, bro, you should have seen my last harvest, nigga. And you, motherfucking, low stress tank training bitches, bro. That big bitch that's in the middle, low key, that bitch would have been longer than that. I mean, taller than that. But I took the branches, like, I topped it. And when you top the one top, it grow two. Them two, I bent them bitches back. From the light, the bitches been straight back with the tie still on that motherfucker. So the limb just went like this, with that one part still stretched out like this. That whole bottom part strong as hell, like a tree bark right now.
Then we gonna have to see what it does. Who got the lighter?
That's
right, Joe. Oh, he left it in the window.
And he left it in the goddamn window. In the motherfucking window. Still though. Look, but still though.
That's that shit though, bro. I'm telling you.
I keep forgetting.
Fucking live and shit. But that's why the listen back is cool too, because I can be like, shit, we're going to cut that part out. And goddamn it, you know, right there, I'll know. That's, yeah, you know, bro's just saying some shit. So cut me saying, cut that out.
What are you saying?
Cut me out that. Yeah, cut all that shit out.
What are you saying? Oh, I gotta go back. Hold on.
He's gone.
Let me say some shit. Let me remember what you're saying.
Because I'm gonna hear it when we go back. Shit, I'm gonna hear that shit on first listen. And I'm like, oh, there you go.
Crop this little part out.
Who's trying to go over there to get that oil? Oh!
Man, niggas know.
You know,
you know what Meek Mill said. You know, I go to the bathroom as soon as I walk in. You know what? You know what I'm saying? You know.
He said I go to the bathroom as soon as I walk in.
I gotta use the bathroom as soon as I walk in.
Type shit. Yeah, man. Fucking new. This is the new world they trying to force upon us, put us in and shit. Like, make us be okay with motherfuckers. Feeling like they want to run off or whatever. Feeling like motherfuckers less than because of what haves not or no excess of and shit. It used to be just attention and time. Now that shit for fucking likes and followers and shit, bro. Like,
man, I just quit a job.
Yeah, or if, yeah, that's some real shit too.
I ain't bragging.
That's some real shit too.
I ain't bragging, but I just fucked up they whole little whip. Like, I fucked up all everybody all hours.
Say
hello.
You what?
Hello?
Hold up. We on the phone. No, we back live.
Yeah, man.
FM, AM.
You smoking weed in the back of the crib.
Still taking little roaches and stuff out the ashtray and stuff.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the man, dude.
What are you looking at?
Hello everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah. That's how you do it, Joe. You want to punch in?
Gotta try it like that, so bad.
If you're just tuning in, thank you. This is a patched up ass episode, but I mean, you know, you get the gist of it. We're still out here ripping and running around, so I had to provide some type of output for the day. Some type of, you know, you feel me? Some type of, you know, therapeutic or let loose, man. Been kind of under the weather for these past few days or whatever and shit, but as you can hear, I mean, hell, I've still been able to find decent time for conversation, man. Decent time for fucking conversation and shit. And I mean, news has been happening. A bunch of news has been happening and shit. Fucking, well, I tell you, you know, one thing, bro, it's very, very draining, all of this shit. Like, I don't even know if you can probably tell through my voice, though, nigga, like, this shit is not where it's at, dog. Patience and waiting on people and packing and unpacking and listening versus not listening and shit, not picking up on certain cues. Like, man, motherfuckers' attitudes and shit, you dig? Fuck shit, bro. Just a whole bunch of little phony ass fuck shit, you know what I mean? But that's what the fuck happens. And niggas be around family and shit, thinking they gonna be good, but
All family ain't family, you know what I mean? So even with that, I guess, you know, it's just life. It's a motherfucking circle, bro. It's that goddamn circle. I done seen so many motherfucking planes taking off and just car incidences and shit, bro. Like, motherfuckers gotta learn to drive. Y'all really have to be careful out there and shit. I seen a motherfucker wreck something, get out, and start motherfucking laughing and shit. Like, that shit was funny or something. Like, of course, it could have been way worse than what it was. So maybe you just wanna, you know, laugh because you're in shock or whatever, but. Nigga, I'm driving by and see your ass doing that shit. You like, you shaking it off or something, nigga. A lot of people out here driving their only car. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here driving their only shit. And they wrecked that. It's either gonna be to the bus with their ass or to the asking people for rides type shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking ride shit, yo. Ain't nothing though. It ain't nothing though. Nothing you can't swerve around. I'll definitely be swerving around shit. Yeah. Yeah. A lot going on, man. There's a lot going on, bro. I guess I could dabble in a couple topics or whatever and shit. I did see that Boosie was kind of detailing how he was, you know, robbed in L.A. or whatever. And I guess the gist of a robbery is, man, if it's not worth your damn life, don't let it be. Don't let it end up too serious. Because it's already fucked up, you know what I'm saying? It's already fucking fucked up out this bitch.
You don't want no extra weight on you. You don't want no extra weight.
Today has been a day. It really has. Because if I'm, you know, gonna count or whatever, niggas been to, like, I don't know, multiple fucking counties, multiple state lines. I'm chilling out here doing some motherfucking shopping and shit. You know what I mean? Meeting people, shaking baby hands, you know what I mean? Doing all the look good dirty work. The look good dirty work. Shit's pretty decent to me, bro. Because I sure thought I was going to be, I thought I was going to be somewhere else. A lot later. But, I mean, you know, I guess it ended up working itself out and shit, so. Yeah, there's that. I'm still kind of on a mission to find something that I wanted to eat and things, but I think I should just let that go. There was a certain restaurant I was trying to make sure I got to, but that shit ain't happening within the time given. As soon as this fucking pit stop is over, I will fuck around and, you know, just fuck around and move around, man. Like, let me reference that audio you guys heard. Now, granted, it's my content. It was actually for another show. That's why, you know, it lacks a proper entrance or conversation flow. So Brody was going with some, like, unorthodox type shit. So he's going to do that. And it's going to be called Uncensored. And that was just, you know,
it wasn't the full conversation of everything, but, you know,
it was just a show that, you know, Brody and them can, they can hold their own, you know, they can be funny, entertaining, and all of that shit, and I just didn't want them to feel like it was a fucking, you know, under the gun type of situation and shit, because if I'm being honest, niggas was looking for a name for a minute. Niggas been looking for a name, bro. I ain't know what to call that shit. But I just thought about keeping it simple and shit. You know what I mean? And then, really to show love, nigga, I let that shit go. Like, huh? You know what I'm saying? Gave that shit away like here. Fucking, man. I just didn't want y'all to take what was said too damn serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you made it this far into the Today Show, my nigga, if you are, goddammit, in relationship or some shit, bro, like, you better make sure that, goddammit, nigga, she the one. You better make sure she the motherfucking one or something. Nobody got no motherfucking time for that shit. A lot of fucking simps out this motherfucker. But like I said, within that convo, man, you can't just hear like niggas on their last wits end and shit at not knowing what to do. A lot of my niggas haven't been in this situation where, you know, they not really set up for, you know, the woman that they lead, that they live with and shit, to leave them and shit. Whoever they dealing with at this time, right now, my nigga. Yeah. I mean, this sucks, but, you know, life and all.
Life and all.
Shit is just bullshit, bro. Just some bullshit. The one part about cuz ass having his clothes and bags and, you know, I ain't even mentioned the boxes and shit like that. Like, I mean, I'm like, how long you gonna let your shit sit there? Because you can't let the shit sit there that long. You gotta get up and get your shit. Look, you gotta get up and get your shit. And motherfucking, you just gonna be, I guess yourself has to be right. You gotta, in a sense, know what you finna do afterwards. Because if your ass ain't working, you ain't got no income, brody. Like, your ass finna be sitting there while she getting to the bag without your ass. And, you know, you can say she'd be rubbing it in your face and shit by posting it on her social medias or whatever. But as innocent as motherfuckers be thinking that shit is, as normal as it, people think it is, it used to be a time where didn't nobody know nothing about nobody like that. Everybody kept information to themselves. Now everybody wants to let everybody the fuck in, regardless if they pretty, you know, skinny, whatever and shit. Everybody has to say so now. Everybody's gotta fucking say so. Weirdo shit, bro. Weirdo shit. I don't even know what this weed is called. I'm not gonna try to find out the name, but I might hit that shit here in a second or whatever. Keep this shit rolling. I had to drop an episode today. I had to. Y'all thought it wasn't coming. I like proving people wrong. It really, really excites me. It's like, you know, your little misplaced doubt shouldn't be on me. Like, straight up, your little misplaced feelings about me. Like, nigga, hey, bro. You just ain't even to think what you feel, whatever, whatever type shit, nigga. Nah, bro, this shit. Like, nigga, this shit one of them, bro. You know what I mean? Nigga, just know what's cracking. Hold up, bro. Somebody just... Hold on, man. Well, I guess it was nothing. Make no mistake, it is fucking dangerous to go after some of the content motherfuckers be going after, boy, but shit. You'll find out the cost of how valuable this, some of this shit is, nigga, when it hits you. Like, straight up, as much as this shit mean to me, nigga, like, I mean, motherfucker, they'll take it and not care about shit. Sitting right here trying to record and shit. Talking about some of the episode finna go up. But these niggas done circled around twice and shit, parked right in front of me with their fucking brights on and shit to see what they can fucking see. Anybody approach this fucking car while I'm recording, nigga, that's it. That's, you know, it's bad. It's bad. We ain't got to get into how bad, but bitch, just know that it's bad. I have been running off adrenaline, will, and excitement these last few days because, I mean, shit. Really, nigga, I was geeked up. I was geeked up to see people. But, I mean, shit. Stuff played out how I play. You know, niggas played themselves and shit. Niggas trying to send word of white flags and all. And inviting motherfuckers out and shit. I don't want to break no bread with you niggas. Literally, I don't want to eat with y'all. Can't eat with you niggas, bro. Y'all niggas selfish any fucking way. Like, for real, y'all wouldn't even know what to do with a fucking friend. So, there's that whole thing. There's that whole fucking thing. Any fucking way. Niggas don't be ready, bro. Niggas definitely don't be ready. What else? Yeah. Somebody done motherfucking got, somebody done motherfucking got Meg Thee Stallion ass. I think these motherfucking mansion robberies and shit be some, that should be some type of insurance scam or something, man. Like, they happen way too often, yo. Way too fucking often. But they be swearing up and down and shit's missing and shit, and then how in the fuck is we gonna know that she was there and all that shit? And then, like, yeah. I remember when Chris Brown house got raided and shit, but they said the motherfucker ain't break the safe. They just put the code in. I was like, nigga, you told him that shit, didn't you? Shit. Had to have told him. Nobody would know certain things unless you open your fucking mouth. That's why I be saying people used to keep info to themselves. Yeah, man, you know my link card is the same. Code is my gate. Well, okay, yeah. Shit, let me buy some link. What's the code to this card? Got the code to the gate. That easy, that simple. If that person, you know, sells link and shit. Or EBT, whatever the fuck. Well, I was some goddamn where, right? They told me it's illegal to sell liquor on Sundays. I said, man, who in the fuck is you talking to? And it was like, dog, they asses. It's fucking weird. You dig? So I'm like, all right, well, guess it ain't going to be today. Guess today ain't going to be the day. Sure enough, though, man, everything worked out how it was supposed to and shit. For the most part, Yeah. But yeah. Watch the Throne 2. People are still talking about, you know, a possibility of that happening. Both of those gentlemen, Jay-Z and Kanye, are in a very, they're in a very, you know, fatherly type of mode right now. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga Kanye, he will not stop, yo. He just will not stop. He going to keep going and all of that shit. This nigga was on Drink Champs today, and I feel like that shit was really live. Like, it was like Nori was just like, shit, if you going to come on, and just let him go. And maybe that was smart. Maybe that was stupid. But yeah. I guess I'm going to have to check that shit out again. Because when 60, 70,000 motherfucking people are on YouTube watching the same video at once, shit don't work. Shit don't never go how the fuck it's supposed to when they do that shit, dog. It'd be choppy. The chat don't be lining up. All them motherfucking ads and shit that they be trying to squeeze into them bitches too now, bro. That shit get on my nerves. I be like, yeah, I'm gonna see this shit on Reddit somewhere or something. I'm gonna see this shit somewhere. What else? What else? You know these artists with the break-ins too. Another thing about that shit is their timing. What's coming up for Meg Thee Stallion? Okay then. Yeah. Ice Cube thinks that the ESPN and NBA are trying to somewhat sabotage his Big Three league when. I mean, that shit, it probably could be proven. You hear me? That shit probably could be proven. I don't think niggas gonna do the digging, though. Nobody gonna do no damn digging. These niggas is pussies. The journalists, the chumps, the artists. Shit, even the audience. Niggas is just chumps, bro. Niggas is just chumps. Academics and Lil Baby had a little tit for tat. Not even really, though. This nigga Academics stay in hot water and shit, bro. Like, it's one thing for this nigga to have already publicly, you know, kissed the ass of some of certain artists and shit. It's real funny when that shit comes back as ridicule. You know what I mean? It comes back to ridicule. Trying to limit Academics to just the little shit that he did at first. Like, that's wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. His lame ass. And his lame ass. He just got caught on video in Miami. Putting his hands on some girl and shit. Everybody saying they date and shit, but nigga, I don't hit my bitch, nigga. And believe me, you, nigga, it'd be seconds, it'd be minutes, it'd be hours, it'd be days, weeks, months, years, where I'd be wanting to sock her right in the fucking kisser. But in today's day and age, she's not gonna just hit you back. She's gonna take her ass to court. Put you on visitation with your own motherfucking kids and shit. Like, these bitches could play dirty. These bitches could play dirty out there, motherfucker. But y'all, let's see. Look, what you guys see. Okay. What other fucking news can I get to, bro? Because this is for some other shit. What else? There was a fucking interview that I was gonna talk about, but I ain't even finna get that shit no light. It feel like a lot of y'all already talking about it anyway. So I can definitely come back in the next couple of days with something fresher and newer than really all you niggas, bro. Fuck all y'all. Niggas is out here sucking. I was chilling way before I even called y'all. Like, I just had a good, like, mode feeling, so. Capture my mode. Get into my zone. Capture the mode, get in the zone, bitch. What else? There's this. Oh, excuse me, guys. There is this. I don't know if it's a podcast or audio series that's getting ready to come out. It's going to be covering El Chapo. It's going to be covering El Chapo. It's called Surviving El Chapo. He did have a lot of business partners back in the day. I mean, you don't really hear nothing about them and shit unless you probably a local or something down there or whatever. But hell yeah, 50 Cent got something to do with it. That shit finna look like BMF, my nigga. You hear me? That shit finna look like fucking BMF, my nigga. That shit gonna be right, though. I think with audio series, it's easier for your shit to become something because of who you are. And that's not your fault when you've worked so hard to become a 50 Cent. Or any other producer that's working on this shit. Talking about it's a Cube Vision. That shit ain't no Cube Vision, nigga. Nigga, that shit ain't no motherfucker. What else? They want me to talk about Rap Boy's lawyers quitting and suing his ass. But I ain't seen no black and white, so I don't know that for sure. All I see is, you know, little memes of people fake punching people. Weakest punchers in the world, bro. What else? What the fuck else? Oh, you know what? A lot of dogs be fighting down here, man. I did just think of that shit. Because, I mean, shit, y'all niggas know fur murder, bro. Nah. You niggas know fur is murder, man. I ain't. But shit, dog. The motherfucking, the animals imitate life, nigga. Like, we do some shit and they'll swear they trying to do it too. Squeeze a bottle of, you know, ketchup. You know, little human shit. Just little human things. I've seen a lot of fucking dogs, though. Bunch of them bitches. There are people saying that Saucy Santana's walk song has been copied. Yep.
We're just gonna have to see what happens from here.
Because I know Don got too much respect to try to go in a booth and think of bars or whatever and shit. But, that motherfucking Eminem, that whole camp over there, bro, they know what they doing. Yes, indeed. Look, yes, indeed, they do. Motherfucking do. Scheduled, a little set, you know, a little set time and shit, bro. All that shit, dog. All that shit factors into the things that make shit what they is. What else? What the fuck else? Anywho.
There is a lot of news.
Bunch of news out there. Unfortunately, I'm on the prowl, man. I'm on the fucking mission, yo. You know what I'm saying? All I had to do is just make sure y'all asses got this shit, man. That's what the fuck I wanted to do. I'm gang. Make sure this shit came out with some actual audio. I had a decent conversation with Golden Mask the other day. Shit, I mean, what more can I say? We're killing it. Look, we're killing it. A lot of fucking new music came out this weekend, too. We ain't gonna have to rate it or nothing or what, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't do that shit, but I'll fucking sit there and listen to some shit, you know what I mean? It's fire. Look, it's fire. When y'all do it like that. So don't do it like that. I like when I break the episode up, too. Like, that shit's, it's easier to deal with and shit, man. So, your time permitting. Motherfucking time permitting. And my time be motherfucking squished up, bro. I told y'all, I don't live for me. I live for a bunch of other motherfuckers, though. Dead ass. They are saying that Yacht Gotti has been targeted in a jail stabbing. All because it is being alleged that, you know, it's like all them niggas ain't none of them doing no better than the last and shit. Yacht Gotti, he was already finna be targeted anyway. Y'all asses don't know how to read. Y'all asses start shit. And you niggas never finished any damn thing, like, ever, bro. Gets on my nerves, that's all. Look, gets on my nerves, that's all. Anywho. I guess I'm gonna leave today how it is. Straight up. Oh, yeah. Because if I don't, we'll be in here talking about Rihanna's possible stadium tour, so. Ain't finna sit there and rub niggas' nose in the fact that y'all ain't got no money to go there. She ain't even started this shit yet. Like, I think the first thing you're supposed to do when you get a big enough car, decals, bumper stickers, all that gangster shit. Whatever, man. I'm getting out of here, man. So if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. You understand me? I'll be back in the next couple of day ones. Today's done. So with. Make sure you dab the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe feet before you go to the crib. All that good shit. I'll be back. I'll be the next. I'll be the back. In the next couple of songs. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no. Ain't nobody listening. You going some damn way. Get the fuck out of here. All right, y'all. I'm fucking gone, man. Fucking enjoy some quiet and get back to doing things.